Good Thursday morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Today at Santa Anita. I am Eddie the Hat, and of course, our podcasts are all brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. If you haven't had an opportunity, check us out. I encourage you to do so. We've got a lot of free information on our site for you, as well as paid daily winning selections. You can all get it at horseracing-selections.com. Okay, let's, as you know, there was no racing Saturday and Sunday due to the weather, so we have got a special race card today. Racing will resume at Santa Anita Thursday through Sunday with first post at 1 o'clock. Now, we have the Santa Anita Derby on the 6th, so keep that in mind, and lots of good racing ahead of us, and it all starts with today's card. Let's get you caught up to date with the claims from last Friday. In the third race, Top Gun Tommy, taken by George Papa Prodromo, and Good Vibes Only by Jesus Mendoza. Turn to the fourth race, and we had Karma Miranda, taken by John Sadler for Ronis Racing. And then finally, we wrap up things in the fifth with Eight Clap, taken by Simon Hobson. Simon Hobson takes Eight Clap out of Friday's fifth race. Get to the jockey and trainer standings. Through today, we have Juan Hernandez leading the way with 50 winners from 216 starters at 23%. Flavian Pratt, 42 winners, 160 mounts at 26%. Antonio Frasu, 40 winners, 229 mounts at 17%. Frankie D'Attore, 28 winners from 151 mounts at 19%. And Hector Barrios, 23 winners, 113 mounts at 20%. Turn the page to the trainers. Here we've got Doug O'Neill with 29 wins from 143 starters at 20%. Mark Glatt, 25 winners, 92 starters at 27%. Bob Baffert, 23 winners, 78 starters at 29%. Phil D'Amato, 22 winners, 130 starters at 17%. And Steve Knapp, 20 winners, 105 starters at 19%. So you're all caught up now with last Friday's claims, as well as the jockey and trainer standings heading into today. Okay. First post, 1 o'clock, 9 races, and today and tomorrow, just started to take a peek at Saturday's Santa Anita Derby card, and that is going to be a good one, folks. You don't want to miss out on that, so lots of good racing ahead of us, and let's kick it off with the first race, a B-plus rated race, 6.5 furlongs on the turf, a maiden special weight event for fillies 3 years old. And again, we gave this a B-plus race. This is a nice, solid way to kick off a Thursday card. And they are 6.5 on the flat, so they will not be coming down the hill. And we've got two first-time starters in here, Dashingly and Heimlo, both making their debuts. And the morning line favorite in here is the Paradise Lake at 3-1. With Antonio Frasu riding for Peter Urton. So a nice wide open race here. If you're going to be purchasing our selections for Thursday, keep in mind that we do like a horse in here at a price. We're hoping that he runs a decent race today. We're forecasting him to do so. So it'll be interesting to see how he does. So we're going to be, all eyes are going to be peeled in the opener on Thursday today. Turn to the second race. Things get a little bit worse. This is a six-horse field, and good luck. The 8-5 morning line favorite here is Flatter with Jewels. It's a C-rated race, a mile, a claiming event for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and upward, and they are in for a tag of 12-5. Flatter with Jewels, again, your 8-5 morning line favorite in the second race. The third race is your free handicapping seminar, and that is coming here in this race, 6.5 furlongs on the grass. Again, this is on the flat, a maiden special weight event for three-year-olds. We gave this a B-plus race, and from the rail out, we have Hurricane Way at 12-1 with Armando Ayuso, Legitify 2-1 with Kaz Kimura, Mr. Fabricator 5-1 with Tiago Pereira, Series 6-1 with Laprida, wins it well 20-1 with Mosquera, and Sereno Sky 5-2 Antonio Frasu. All right, the inside horse Hurricane Way, we passed on him. He's making his debut on the rail here. He's got a couple of decent works. March 17th, 48 out of the gates, not bad. A minute and three. And then he's got some 48 and 4, and then a 24 and 3 drill. This horse has got a little bit of ability, but we're going to take a wait and see approach with him and see how he does in his debut. And the trainer, Juan Landeros, is just starting to get started, really. Not a lot of activity in 2024, so no way to really check on his numbers to. You know, to give any good indication on how he's going to do. And so we're gonna wait and see and take a pass with him. Legitify is a horse that we absolutely love, and he is our best bet of the day in the Thursday card. He is a Richard Mandela trainee, my racehorse. This horse has been working exceptionally well in the morning, has caught the clocker's eye, 47-2, 13. Flat 13-1, 114-1. Those are just kind of drills to get some air in his lungs. Maintenance drills to get, you know, a good solid foundation under him. Mandela is the professor at doing that. This horse can run, and the unfortunate thing is he's owned by my racehorse. Now, this is one of those syndicates where they sell shares and horses. And I got to tell you, these horses get hammered at the windows. I'm afraid really the only value might be here is that if you single him in the pick five and use him on top in the exotics, he might drift up late in the wagering after everybody has wagered, but don't look for him to be anything above 2-1 in the morning line, unfortunately, but he is a very solid play here and our best bet of the day. We've been waiting for him to run, so good luck to the connections of Legitify. He is the horse that we picked on top. Mr. Fabricators, 5-1, Tiago Pereira. He is coming off of a brief freshening, was last seen in the barn of Steve Knapp, now goes for Sean McCarthy. And he's been butting some heads with some decent maiden special weight type rivals, but really hasn't shown us anything that he's able to break through, that he's going to break through this afternoon. Got a couple of good recent drills on his tab, 47-2, 48 flat, and Tiago Pereira rides him back. He's the only jockey that has been employed on this guy. So 5-1, really not a lot of value. We don't see him popping up and breaking his maiden in this spot. Series and wins it well. These are both horses that we didn't use. Series is making his debut for Mike McCarthy. Hits at a 15% clip with first-time starters. He, excuse me, he's been working good in the morning. I think we're going to see this guy's best effort after he's had his debut run here, so that's what we're expecting. He's got good breeding, and figures to, you know, to have some ability. He's been showing it in the mornings, but let's see a race from him. First, wins it well. 20-1 here is a horse that was absolutely dismal in his maiden debut. He debuted for a 40 optional claiming and was flattered by the winner. EJ won the cup, who came back and won, but he really didn't show a lot in his debut. Sereno Sky is the horse that we used here second, and this horse is making his North American debut today, coming in from Ireland. What we look at here on paper is this guy is an absolute wicked late kick, and he was came from 13th and finished second, beaten a half, 14th, beaten ahead. He looks like he's quality. We all know that Phil D'Amato is very good with North American debut horses making their debut. He's getting the benefits of Lasix. Antonio Frasu is riding. We used him as our second horse. We expect a big effort from him. Barthody is the horse that we used as our third horse for Simon Callahan. Not that complicated. Juan Hernandez has taken over for Kyle Frey. He showed improved speed in his last race. He might be coming around, and looks like he could give a good account of himself here. And Omi Island, the outside horse, Ian Hardy, Umberto Rispoli is taking the call here. We expect that this guy will need a race or two, so we're not too excited about his chances today. The third race, we see Legitify as our best bet of the day, winning. Here, we use Sereno Sky as our second horse and Bartholdi as our third horse. And that is your free handicapping seminar brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. The fourth race is a C-rated race, 6 furlongs, maiden claiming event. Fillies and mares 3, 4, and 5 years old. We've got several horses in here. Well, actually 3 making their debuts. Spicy Spouse, Dandy Day, and Devil Doro are making their debuts here. Hot Lava Cake is your 9-5 morning line favorite. Good luck figuring him out. He's a Bob Baffert trainee that made his debut at a maiden special weight race. 6.5 on the flat on the turf course. Kind of had a rough trip. He was wide, got carried 6 wide into the stretch, didn't do a whole heck of a lot. And the connections are absolutely giving up on him, and or her, dropping her in for a $20,000 tag. So they're saying, okay, we don't want you around anymore. And interestingly, though, Juan Hernandez is sticking around to ride. So you can't, despite the suspicious class drop, you can't totally discount this horse. And then, of course, you got the rail horse, who's your second choice at 2-1, Love My Candy, who's making her 14th career start as a maiden. So good luck with her if you trust her. And the rest of them, wow, tough fourth race. The fifth race is a B-rated race, 1.25 miles on the turf, and it's an allowance optional claimer in for a tag of 50. We've got Vincero Grande in for that tag. Freedom Lass is also in for 50. Those are your two entrants here. We gave this a B rating. Your 5-2 morning line favorite here is Musico Rhapsody under Mike Smith. The sixth race, 6.5 furlongs, an allowance optional claimer, cowbred or cow-sired fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up, in for a tag of 20. We gave this a C-plus rating, and this is another tough, wide-open race. Elton Sings Another is your 2-1 morning line favorite here in this six-horse field. And our pick six single comes right here in the sixth race. If you'd like in on that, you're going to be playing the pick six today. You want to make it a pick five, visit our website at horseracing-selections.com. The seventh race is a flat mile on the turf. This is the Wilshire Grade 3. This is one of those stakes races that was canceled on Saturday. It's a $100,000 event. Fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and upward. We gave this an A-minus race. This is a nice race, very competitive. You've got older mares in here, and we like a price play here in the seventh. The eighth race, an allowance optional claimer, 6.5 furlongs for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and upward, in for a tag of 50 if they are offered for that. That's what the optional claiming tag means. We gave this a B rating, and Worthy of Magic is in for that $50,000 tag. Our free podcast play of the day comes here in the eighth race, and that comes with Delightful Heart under Mike Smith, Mike Pulpy. This is a returning daughter of Outwork. This horse has shown a fondness for this course, and actually has run against Pleasant, who finished second and came back to win in her next start, and been working very well for Pipey, coming back here with drills of 48-4, 1:02, 1:48-4. She looks like she's ready to roll out of the gate, and so we like the looks of her. Delightful Heart in the eighth race as your free podcast play of the day, brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. Finally, we wrap up things in the ninth race, 1 mile on the turf. This is the American Grade 3, $100,000 race for 4-year-olds and upward. We gave this a B race, B rating. And your 5-2 morning line favorite is the three-horse Gold Phoenix, trained by Phil D'Amato, ridden by Juan Hernandez. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Thursday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be back with you again on Friday morning for another edition of Today at Santa Anita. Have a great rest of your Thursday, folks. Cash those tickets. This is Eddie the Hat. I'll be talking to you again soon.